A few years ago, we paid a brief visit to Albania as part of an Adriatic cruise. The tour included a visit to Tirana, the capital, and its Museum of Albanian History. It really has been quite a history. Albania was called Illyria in the ancient world. Shakespeare imagined it as a magical world in his play Twelfth Night, and many strange things happened there, both in fiction and in fact. The Romans controlled the territory for 400 years, after which it suffered a long, violent history of wars and occupations, kings and warlords. Albania became a one-party communist state in 1945 under the dictator Enver Hoxha, until the communist regime finally collapsed in 1992. Why am I telling you this? Because this is Memorial Day, a day about history and memory. The museum of a nation like Albania is bound to be fascinating, and it was. Our little group of tourists was led from the exhibits of ancient times all through that turbulent history, and some of us could hardly wait to see how the museum had dealt with the period of dictatorship. Disappointingly, they didn't. That wing of the museum was blocked off. Our friendly guide explained, they're still writing the history for that part. You can't argue with that. History is always being written and rewritten. Today we are asked to honour the military personnel who died in past wars, and so we should. But it might also be sobering to reflect on the casualties of the murderous wars that are going on right now, to say nothing of the millions of non-combatant civilian casualties and refugees. What do we remember on Memorial Day? The problem with historical memory is that it's not really memory at all, but something we learned at second, third, or tenth hand. What we know is made up of layer after layer of storytelling, mythologizing, political manipulation, and commercial exploitation. Every culture has its mythical history, which diverges more or less extravagantly from reality and is an essential propaganda tool for politicians. Even the ancient Romans had their own mythical history, which nowadays we teach as the classics. You can't believe a word of it. The Chinese and the Russians have national histories, which are taught in schools, and the Albanians have theirs, of course, under construction. But so also the English, the French, the Germans, and everybody else. I was taught the standard English version of history in school, and in retrospect, it was almost pure fantasy. How vulnerable history is. Authoritarians, like conspiracy theorists, take the past to be a blank slate on which they can write their wish lists. The government is now eyeing up museums, schools, universities, and libraries, the places where history is stored and reproduced. No doubt the past will be improved, made more heroic and uplifting for the next generation. As for the history of our own time, they're still working on that. This is David Boucher.